And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight we're going to try a wine that I got for Father's Day, and I know very little about. It's kind of a mystery wine for me. I tried to check it out a little bit online. There wasn't a whole lot about it. I'm going to try it tonight. We're going to find out if it's any good, and we're going to pair it with some foods and see how it pairs with the foods, or if it pairs with them at all. If you're joining with me for the first time or for the 119th time, because this is the 119th episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do have my show notes. They're ready to go. I have them right here. I don't always follow them verbatim. Sometimes I don't follow them much at all. Sometimes I go off on some wild tangents because this show isn't about me. This show is somewhat about the wine, but this is really a show about you and me. Getting together on a Saturday night, kicking back, relaxing with our favorite libation, no matter what it is, whether it be wine or beer or soda or any grain alcohol or whatever you want to have, it's up to you. Water is fine too, and your favorite snacks, and you can drink along with Rick. This is what we're going to be doing tonight. We're going to be I'm going to be introducing this wine, of course. We're going to pair it with some food. I have a few foods to pair it with. I'm also going to, we're also going to toast the birthdays and the anniversaries. Wait, of course, it is kind of an anniversary. The national days, and of course, a special national day for this weekend, a national holiday. And I'm also going to read a comment from my good friend Ian, who recommended some wines to me a couple of weeks ago, and we tried them out then, but I forgot to read his comment on the show. So I'm going to go ahead and read that tonight, too, and follow up a little bit on that. I also have some information on how to win a free bottle of wine for July 2021. I'm going to tell you how to win a free bottle for the end of this of 2020, July 2021. So stick around for that. And of course, I'll take any of your comments or questions or anything you want to talk about in the chat. Please join in the chat. We're live on Facebook, on the Facebook page at Drink with Rick. On YouTube, YouTube is Drink with Rick. And Twitch is Drink with Rick, the number one, Drink with Rick 1. And on Twitter is at Drink with Rick. We're also live on the website at drinkwithrick.com. Now, I don't have a live chat going there. I have one going on all the other platforms I mentioned, but not on the website. I do have a comment box. If you click on the post for this live show that's going up right now, there'll be a comment box that pops up. There should be. Let me know if there isn't. And you can post your comment, and I will respond in kind when I get a chance. That one's not instantaneous, so it won't be until I see it later. But I do respond to your comments. Anyway, so I'm going to show you the wine that we're going to try out tonight in just a moment. But let's check the chats and see who's in the chat first. I see that on Facebook, my lovely wife, Chi, is in the chat. And she says hello and right back at you, Chi. I have a special toast for her tonight. Yeah, I do. Let's see what's going on YouTube. Nothing much going on YouTube. Twitch is kind of quiet tonight. But people are starting, you know what? This is the summertime and people are out and about. But this is a holiday weekend. So a lot of people are out traveling. I've heard different numbers of how many millions of people are out traveling across the country in the United States. It's the 4th of July weekend, Independence Day weekend. So everybody's out doing their thing on the weekend, an extended weekend for some. And I don't expect anybody to be home drinking with me, but if you are, please, you're welcome to get into the chat and we can chat together, drink together. Of course, you know that if you miss the show, you can always catch it on the rewind later. On any of the platforms that I mentioned earlier, plus on drinkwithrick.com. Also, you can catch the podcast. The podcast goes out Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. And you can catch it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Android devices, blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, podcastindex.org, and by email. If you go to drinkwithrick.com, click on the subscribe page, click on the button that says by email, put in your email address, And you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops in your inbox. And no salesman will call. Okay. So this is what we're drinking tonight. This is a Childress Vineyards. This is called a three. It's just called a three. This is a rosé. Yes, I'm drinking a rosé tonight. Believe it or not. Now, you know how I love my reds. I do. Occasionally I have a white wine. It's very rare that I'll have a rosé per se, but this was a Father's Day gift. This was a Father's Day gift from my son, Tommy Antio. As you know, I'm on Twitch and, you know, host of the Cube Command podcast, the Cube Command website, cubecommand.com. And he gave this to me for Father's Day. And he said, Dad, why don't you review this wine? I said, okay, I'll review the wine. And that's what we're doing tonight. So this is what it is. Now, interesting enough about this wine, as you notice on the label, there doesn't seem to be a vintage date. And I'll get into that in just a little bit. Let me go ahead and take a look at the back of the wine. I will read the back of the wine to you. For those who can't really see it very well or see it at all, and for those listening to the podcast later, it says Childress Vineyards 3 Rosé Wine. All of the wines in our 3 series are as memorable as their namesake, the legendary number 3 car owned by Richard Childress. Our newest addition is 3 Rosé, fresh and fruity, with aromas of rose petals and ripe strawberries. 3 Rosé has a smooth, pleasing finish. And it says, serve chilled, which is what we're doing tonight. I actually ran downstairs in my wine cooler and picked up this bottle. It had been chilling for a while, and it is cold. It is vinted and bottled by Childress Winery, LLC in Lexington, North Carolina. This is a North Carolina grown wine. It is. ChildressVineyards.com. It doesn't have, now, interesting enough, the other thing it does not have on here, if you notice, besides the vintage year, it does not have the alcohol content, It does not, now, they're not required by law to put it on there, but it doesn't have it. Most wines will have it, but this one does not. I'm not sure why. And I think we went into this on another wine that we tried from the Childress Vineyards sometime back. It is a 750-milliliter bottle of wine, so that's all we really know about it. And I'll tell you what, I tried to look up some information online about this wine. I even went to ChildressVineyards.com, their own website, and I was rather disappointed at the lack of information. It's a beautiful-looking website. Don't get me wrong. It's a beautiful-looking website. We've got some things going on there as far as what you can do and joining clubs and their wines and about their winery and a little history that I'll get into in a little bit. But it does not have any information on this wine, which is really what I went to the website to find out about. So I don't know. I really don't know. They seem to be doing pretty well with that. Well, maybe. Because I checked some of the reviews online, too. We will try this wine and see how it works and how it pairs with the foods. Now, here are the foods that I have to pair it with tonight. Let's see, on camera 3, what we have tonight, we have some pizza. We have a pizza from Brooklyn Pizza, one of our favorite pizzerias around here nearby in Charlotte. This has some black olive on it and some cheese, I believe mozzarella. We have some smoked turkey. This came from, I think, the Q Shack in Charlotte as well. Smoked turkey for barbecue. We have some cheddar cheese. We have, this is Colby Jack, I think. And this is, what is this? This is Munster cheese. And we have a few crackers to clear the palate with. Now, we picked soft cheeses for it because typically on a rosé, that's what you have a rosé with, is softer cheeses. Rosés also go pretty well with foods like different salads, some veggies, some cooked veggies, and some raw veggies. It goes well with a lot of different foods. My daughter just handed me a homemade cupcake, so we'll add that to the mix. Thank you, Tia. So let's go back to here, and I'll show you the homemade cupcake for dessert. It does. Rosés are supposed to go pretty well with desserts as well. She just handed this to me. A homemade cupcake, and I assume it's gluten-free. I believe it's gluten-free with my wife's homemade icing on it. So we're going to try that out as well. I'll make some room for that. Why not? So appreciate it to you. Thank you. So that's what we're going to be trying it with tonight. Anyway, so any comments? Anyone want to know anything more about this wine? Because I really don't know that much about it myself. We're going to find out what we can about it. But I, to be honest, I don't have much on it. Let's go ahead and get to opening this wine. Why don't we just do that? Let's cut right to the chase and get to the wine, right? I think it's going to be kind of a shorter show tonight. I have we've had our neighbors out there shooting off fireworks earlier. It wasn't even dark yet, and they're out there shooting fireworks already. And I'm going to keep it a little short tonight to minimize the distractions from that. Last year it was we won't talk about last year. Okay, so I've got the foil off. Let's go ahead and take the mechanical corkscrew. Let me get a close-up on this, a closer shot. And let's get right into this cork. Oh, nice. Came off really nicely. Well, that's good. And set that aside. And, of course, I have to pour the wine to aerate it. I have my Veneto aerator from the Veneto Wine Lover set that you can purchase from AMAZON. And to be honest, I don't know if I don't know if the link is still on my website or not. I'll have to check. I'm not sure if I may have taken it off the website since then. Not because I don't like the aerator. I love the aerator. We've been using it consistently for the last two and a half years. But I haven't made anything off it. I don't know if it's because nobody clicks on it or because Amazon doesn't feel that they should give me any money or not. I don't know. It's just up there for you. It's a convenience. It's all right. Okay, and to pour, I'm going to pour the wine to hold the nectar. I have my Genuine Galway Irish Crystal Glass from Ireland, given to me by my employers at buy2wayradios.com. All right, so let's pour a little bit of this wine into the glass. Just a little bit for starters. Looks nice and clear. The clarity of the wine is very good. I like it. Well, wait a minute. Let's see. A little bubble. Those might be air bubbles. Okay, and it looks pretty. It looks fairly clear, doesn't it? Okay. All right. Set that aside. Let's let it open up just a little bit. It's nice and cold. I think I had this down to 64, 65 degrees, which is fairly optimal for chilling a rosé. I think that's all right. I think it was might have been 63 or 64 degrees is what I had it to. And while it's opening up, let's learn a little more, or let's learn what we can about this wine. So, like I said earlier, I was checking around online trying to find out some information about this Childress Vineyards 3 Rosé. Couldn't find much on it anywhere. I do know that they sell it at some of the Total Wine outlets. They sell it at some of the local supermarkets in this area. And I think, now, according to some of the websites that I went to, and I think one I went to was, I think it was winesearcher.com, and they mentioned that this is a difficult wine to find, is how they put it. It's difficult to find. And I think one of the reasons is because it's not distributed very widely nationally or internationally. This is really more of a homegrown wine. North Carolina is kind of, it's sort of like cheer wine is to North Carolina. If you've never heard of cheer wine, it's a soda, and it's a little bit, it's a really nice soda, but that is sort of indigenous to North Carolina. If you live outside of North Carolina or South Carolina, outside the Carolinas, you may not have ever heard of cheer wine or have ever seen it. So it's kind of particular to this area. I think the same thing is pretty much true with the Childress wines, because when you go to the Childress Vineyard website, the thing about this is that they have a shop there, and they have a location there in Lexington, North Carolina. I believe that's where it is. I'm checking here. Yeah, it's Lexington, North Carolina. They have a vineyard there. They grow some 20 or 30 different grapes. I think he said 20 different grapes, and they use them in all of their wines. The thing is that they also have a place where you can eat. You know, they serve a dinner, and they serve the wine with the dinner, and you can buy the wines there in the shop and all that sort of thing. So it's pretty localized. This Childress wine is somewhat localized, so it is going to be hard to find. We're in North Carolina. We have it here. I think I've seen it in some stores in South Carolina as well. I haven't seen too many other places in my travels, although I haven't been actively looking for it everywhere, but I know I've seen it locally in a lot of the shops here. I think I've seen it in the local Harris Teeter, local Publix. Total Wine, of course, in this area has it, but not too many other places. So I think you can order it. They have a club. They have a wine club at childressvineyards.com. There's a wine club there. And I'm not here to promote or pitch the wine club. They're not paying me to do that, for sure. They're not paying me to do any of this, okay? I'm just giving this out as somewhat useful information. Now, I did contact, I tried to contact, they have a Facebook page, Childress Vineyards. I did attempt to contact them to find out what was in this wine, what grapes this wine consisted of. And I said, look, I can't find the information on your website about this. I haven't heard anything back from them. They have not responded up until the time we've done the show, at least not that I know of. I have not received a response as yet. So who knows? Maybe they're all out for the July 4th weekend. I have no idea. I really don't. But this is what I did find. And when I went to their website, I saw a really, really nice website and a lot of nice pictures of the wines and the foods to pair it with and recipes. They even have a place to recipes that you can put together desserts with this wine, using this wine in desserts and accompanying desserts and things like that. And some of the different foods they pair it with, some of the recommendations. But if you go to the page for the Childress Vineyards 3 Rosé or a lot of their other rosé wine or their other wines, and I'm on their website right now, they have the price. $14.99 is what they're charging for it right there at their vineyard. $14.99, so I guess that's the retail price. There's an add to cart button here, so I can purchase them. I can purchase the wines, but they're in big letters. It says, I can't really show you the website, but in big letters, it says wine specs. So when I first landed on the site, you know, and it was somewhat below the fold a little bit, but when I scrolled down a little bit, I saw wine specs, and I said, oh, great. They've got specs in this wine. Maybe I was looking for a text sheet or something. Couldn't find anything. Wine specs. Scroll down, and I'm scrolling down now. They have three beautiful pictures of the bottle, which I really don't need because I have a bottle. And in fact, I have my own picture of it right here that I took myself. Two of them, in fact, if you include the one on the back. But, oh, that's the... wine specs, there's nothing listed underneath. The page is blank. It is devoid of any text under the title, under the heading, wine specs for this wine. It is devoid of any. Now, maybe it's in a white text and we can't read it. I don't know why they would do that, but I'm trying to check for it. Nope, I don't see any white text so on a white background, so I don't see anything there. Now, they have information how to contact them, visit them, and email them, and of course, a Google Maps of where they are located, 1000 Childress Vineyards Road in Lexington, North Carolina. Not Lexington, Kentucky, Lexington, North Carolina. There is a Lexington, North Carolina, yes. But nothing, absolutely nothing on this wine. So I went to, I looked up in several other places, and I couldn't really find anything on this wine. Now, on their website, they do have an about page. And I've been here before because we did try, late last year, we tried the Childress Vineyards 3 red wine. It was a red wine. It was a red blend. I found out a little bit more information about it, but I didn't really get it from this website. I found it, you know, from searching around on my own. But I did find an overview of their vineyard and Richard Childress. Basically, what the overview says, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm kind of really, I'm just more or less paraphrasing a lot of this. But if you don't know who Richard Childress is, Richard Childress was, he's a NASCAR team owner, but Richard Childress was a big-time NASCAR driver, a NASCAR legend, one of the NASCAR legends, along with Dale Earnhardt and some of the other greats. But they're saying that the Childress Vineyards opened their doors in 2004, and that fulfilled Richard Childress's longtime dream that of having his own winery. He wanted to build a world-class winery of his own. Now, world-class, to be world-class, you kind of have to be able to distribute this thing worldwide, right? Because you're competing with a lot of different wines, and I don't know, world-class? I don't know. We haven't tried the wine yet. We'll find out, to be fair. But according to the website, and I'm going to read this part, it says, Childress Vineyards is one of the most prominent wineries in the state's reemerging wine industry that has grown from 21 to more than 100 wineries since the year 2000. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing. One of the most prominent wineries in North Carolina is what they're saying. They says it features over 70 acres of vineyards and 15 varieties of European vinifera cultivars at two vineyard sites, Richard's Hampton Road Estate in Davidson County and Vineyard Crossing at the winery site. So there are actually two different vineyards, and I think collectively it's over 70 acres between the two of them, from what I understand. Okay, so I'd heard it was like 20 or 30 varieties of grapes, but it's 15 varieties of grapes. And it says they produce, and I'm reading this from their website now, verbatim, the terroir with its combination of humid climate, long growing season, and gravelly red clay soil are the key natural features of Childress Vineyards, producing a broad range of over 30 wines to appeal to both the introductory palate and the seasonal taster. So, I don't know. It sounds great. It sounds great, but that doesn't tell me anything about this particular wine. It doesn't. It tells me about the vineyard, and that's fine. Gives me a few clues. Okay, so there could be 15 grapes or a combination of 15 grapes or one of those 15 grapes or two or three of them. I don't know. We're going to find out. It doesn't tell me anything about the actual grape or grapes that go into this wine. So I'm rather disappointed about that, and I'm really disappointed with – once again, it's a beautiful website, but it doesn't have any information that I'm looking for about the wine. It doesn't have any really key information about the wines to go on. So I have an issue with that. You know, I don't know. I'm a little disappointed with that. Now, I went to look on Vivino. Vivino has Childress Vineyards Cellar Select 3 Rosé. None of the vintages, they don't have really much information on any of the vintages in particular. And because there is no date on this, I have no idea what vintage this is. But based on all the vintages together, it gets 2.9 stars out of 5. And I'm saying, I don't know. That doesn't sound too great. Now, it only has a few really, I think it was based on 30 reviews, I think, or something that they said. But I don't know. Vivino doesn't have any information on this wine. There's really nothing on this wine, except some people say it tastes like strawberry. Well, that's a given because that's what it says on the label. That's all I got to go by. So let's go ahead and get to the wine. Let's see. Give it a whiff. I'll give it another whiff because it is not very light fruit, but it's not a very, very strong aroma. It Smells a little clay, like a little light clay and strawberry. That's about all I'm really getting out of it too much. Let me give it a taste. Okay. All right, that was interesting. That was interesting. It tastes like strawberry. A little bit. Not real strong. I'm getting a little strawberry in here. It's a dry wine. This is a dry rosé. Okay, very very dry. It's actually drier than I expected. I expected something a little bit sweeter. It is drier than that. There's something else going on here. It is a little fruity, but I'm getting a little clay taste in here, actually. Yeah, it's a mix of strawberry, clay, and something else. I'm not sure what that... Maybe a little mango? I don't know. That's a little odd. Thought it tastes a little mango at first. Maybe it's something else. Maybe there's a tropical fruit in there somewhere is what it tastes like. Yeah, it's kind of a mix of strawberry and one or two different tropical fruits on the finish that I can't at the moment pick out. I'll try to figure them out at some point. It's not a bad wine to drink. It's light. It's light, but I'm not sure. I'm not really sure about this wine. It doesn't taste like a lot of the rosés I've had. That's for sure. This is a different, very different rosé. It says rose petals, aromas of rose petals. I don't know. Maybe it needs to open up a little more. Okay, I'll tell you what. To be fair about it, let's let it open up some more. I'll pour a little bit more of this wine. Let it open up just a little bit more. And before we get into the tasting, let's get back to the chats. See who's joining us in the chats. And kind of quiet. It looks like it's kind of quiet on Facebook, kind of quiet everywhere else. Twitch, let me see anything going on Twitch. I think everybody's bailed for that. Probably nobody figured I was going to do a wine stream tonight because it is a holiday weekend. Everybody figured everybody's out of town and who's here sitting here watching me, right? All right, let's get back to this wine. I tell you what, I'm not sure about this wine. Now, we did try the red. It was a red blend. And you have to go back and check out that episode with the Childress Serie Red. I do recall that I did like it. I liked it somewhat. It was a little different, but I did like the number three blend. The rosé, I'm not sure. This is... Maybe I'm getting a little bit of rose petal or something out of there. I think it's just opening up. I think I have to have it open up a little bit more before I have a final review, final summary on it. Yeah, there's some strawberry in it, but I could taste a little, it tasted like clay in there. Very, very interesting. It is, like I said, it is dry. No tannin to speak of. It's just, it really isn't. It's a rosé, so you're not going to get a whole lot of tannin out of a wine like this. I want to say it's just a little acidic. Not much. Okay, I tell you what, let's go ahead and get to this. That's camera three. Let's get to the pairing part of this. All right, so what we have to pair it with, the turkey, the smoked turkey, and we have, this is for barbecue, and we have the pizza, and we have three cheeses. Now, once again, rosés tend to go better with soft cheeses rather than hard cheeses, and that's why we have the selection that we have here tonight. Let's go ahead and try it first with the turkey and see how this goes. I'm honestly not too sure about any of these. And this is a very good roast turkey, by the way. Or smoked turkey, I'm sorry. Smoked turkey. Not 100% sure about this one. That wasn't bad. It went okay with the turkey. Yeah, it's not bad. I can say it works. It works. So you can have this rosé with this with turkey. Not too bad at all. I'm okay with that. A decent pairing. Let me clear the palate just a little bit. And then let's go back to camera three, and we'll try it with the pizza. I have to be careful with the pizza here tonight because I had some dental work done during the week, and, well, hasn't worked out too well so far for me. So I'll explain that a little bit, too. Mm. Pizza's still good, though. I like the pizza. I'll tell you what, let's pour a little bit more of this wine. Okay. I should go with cheese. Once again, it's actually pairs pretty well with the foods that we've tried so far. I'm actually surprised. It's when I tasted the wine on its own, I really I can't say that it was my favorite tasting, but it's. It's actually paired pretty well with the food so far. It goes pretty well with the pizza. Now, this pizza that we have has olives on it, black olives, and mozzarella cheese, and some tomato sauce. And rosés are good with a veggie pizza. So it should be okay. It's talking back to me a little bit. So we'll go ahead and clear the palate again. You know what? If it pairs with food, you can't really complain about that, right? Okay, so I'm clearing the palate again. This time we're going to try it. Let's open up camera three again. Let's try it with the Colby Jack cheese here. This should be okay. And we'll try it with this wine. Soft cheeses is supposed to go. Rosés are supposed to go well with soft cheeses. Let's see if this one does. Mm. Hmm. Mm. It's okay. Not my favorite pairing with cheese, but it's okay. See, and this is why I like my reds, because it's kind of hard to screw up a pairing between a nice red wine and a cheese, despite any, well, not any cheese, but a lot of different cheeses. Okay, clear the palate one more time. Let's go back to camera three. Let's see what we're tasting next. How about let's go ahead and try the, let's try it with the Munster cheese and see how this works. This should be good because it's a light cheese. It's just a light, soft cheese. Could be okay with this rosé. It's a good Munster. Not bad. Okay. It works. Not a bad pairing as rosés and go. That's not too bad at all. I can go with that. I'll go ahead and clear the palate once again. I'm going to use a little cracker this time. And some water. And let's check the chats, too. Okay. Let's check the chats one more time before we go to the last pairing. And my wife is still in the chat. That's good. Somebody is. Very quiet tonight. I'm surprised. All right, let's pour a little bit more of this wine. And let's go back to camera three and let's try it with a cheddar. Now, cheddar is a pretty basic. I mean, you know, cheddar is, as John Cleese said in the cheese sketch on Monty Python's Flying Circus, it's the single most popular cheese in the world, right? Can't mess up a pairing with cheddar, right? We shall see. We'll see. That's good cheddar. Okay, it works. Not a bad pairing. It works. Okay, I can go with that. So we have winners pretty much up with the food. I think it pairs, for the most part, this wine will pair pretty well with these foods that we tried. And you can have it with a pizza, particularly a veggie pizza. If you've got a lot of meat on the pizza, it's probably okay. But a veggie pizza, mushroom pizza, things like that, I think it should work pretty well. So that's what we have for the pairing. Now, yes, I do have that dessert. I'm going to try it last thing before we go. Yeah, if someone can remind me, if I don't remember, then we can try it that way. Now, let's see. This is an interesting wine. As it opens up a little bit, I'm thinking that it might be a little bit better as we go. I had a little bit of a rough start when we first opened the bottle. But it's tasting. I think this is really not a wine to drink on its own, just for me. Some people like mine. It's actually starting to taste a little better now. Probably something like 18% alcohol in it or something. I don't. Rosés usually aren't that heavy in the alcohol. But I have no idea because I don't. Not only do I not know. So go back to this label. Not only do I not know what year this was minted. I don't know what year this is. I know what year this is, but not the wine. But I don't know the alcoholic content. I don't know the ABV content on this wine. So I have no idea. And apparently there's no information on their website that will give me a hint. So I don't know. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and pour a little bit more of this wine because I'm going to prepare for the next stage here. Since if there's no objection to anyone who is in the chat or anyone who is not in the chat, no objections here. Let's go ahead and get to toasting the birthdays because I really enjoy toasting birthdays. I do, and you know that, right? You know. So let's get to that and we get the fireworks queued. We have the fireworks queued for a couple of reasons tonight. Here are the fireworks, and let's get to toasting the birthdays. First birthday I want to toast is for a very, very special person. Very special person to my family and me, to all of us. And this is for my lovely wife, Chi. My lovely wife, Chi, her birthday was yesterday, Friday. That was July 2nd, 2021. That was her birthday. I'm not going to give away her age, but because I'm a gentleman, and I don't want to give away the age of a lady. And I want to stay married to her for a while, for as long as possible, for life. So I won't give her age away. She can do that if she wants, but I'm not going to give away her age. But let me say that she is still young and she is still beautiful and she is my wife and I treasure her more and more each day. She is the one who prepares our platters here for the tastings, for the pairing, the food pairing. She prepares the food platters. She does a fine job every time. She's been very supportive of everything I've ever done, all my failures and my success, as well as my successes and especially my failures. She puts up with me every day. And that's not an easy thing. But she has worked very hard. She's a very good mother to our children. She's worked very, very hard for all of us. And she's a very, very talented person. She's talented in the kitchen. She's actually an artist in her own right. She's also a talented artist. Although she hasn't really done much of that lately, I'm pretty sure that down the road she'll probably want to pick up a brush and do some more painting and some more of her artwork at some point. I would definitely encourage that. She is a very, very sweet, sweet person. She really is. Now, she can be tough. Don't get me wrong. She can be a tough person, but she can also be very, very sweet. And my wife is just truly amazing. I mean, she's my everything. Anyway, this is for you, Chi. Happy, happy birthday. And may you have many, 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 many more. For my lovely wife, Chi Savoia. Oh, hey, I'm going to toast her again just because I can, because I have this whole bottle, and I'm probably not going to drink half of this bottle. And, well, anyway. Here's to you, my lovely wife, Chi. Happy, happy birthday. To Chi. And my son, Tom Antio's in the chat. Tom Antio's, good to see you. He says, happy birthday to Mom. That's right. Happy birthday to Mom. Glad to see you here, Tom. Let's see. What else do I have going on here? Nothing else going on Facebook at the moment. And Gordon, I think Gordon's watching. Let me see what's going on. Hopefully I won't knock anything off with Facebook here, because this is a little touchy sometimes. But let's see what Gordon says. Ah, let's see. Gordon says, hi, Rick. Life's too short for subpar wines. And I totally, wholeheartedly agree with you, Gordon. It's great to see you there in the chat. Yes, I agree with you. I wouldn't necessarily call this a subpar wine, but I would call it somewhat mysterious, a very, very different kind of wine. That's for sure. But Gordon, one of these days we got to get together and open up a bottle of wine and taste. You know, actually, Gordon, one of these days I probably have to have you Skype you in here, and we have to talk a little bit about the wines and what you're doing and how you are. How you been? My friends, good to see you. And here's a toast to Gordon, by the way. Just because he's here and because I can. Just because you're here, Gordon. It's great to see you. And, you know, Gordon is our resident expert in the podcast community on copyright law. And he's an attorney in copyright law and in trademark protection law for podcasters. And I tell you what, if you're a podcaster or aspiring podcaster, he's a go-to guy to go to talk about that sort of thing, to find out more information and maybe, you know, take care of your copyright and trademark issues if you have any. You know, if you're starting a podcast, a good idea to get it, you know, the title, name of the trademark, if you can. You want to protect your copyrights and your trademarks. Anyway, thank you for being here, Gordon. It's great to see you. Thank you for being here, my friend. And let's see, I have another birthday. I have a couple more birthdays. I'm going to go in order of when they occur, when they happen. yeah, I don't know how. I don't have no idea how much alcohol is in this bottle. We're going to find out, aren't we? Okay, so the next birthday toast is for my Aunt Connie. My Aunt Connie, who actually passed away last year. She was born on the 4th of July. Yes, she really was born on the 4th of July. And she passed away at 103 years old. She would have been 104. She passed away late last year. And she would have been 104. But I want to give a posthumous birthday toast to my Aunt Connie Papavero. Happy birthday. I have one more birthday to toast. And this is for my good friend, Stephanie. Stephanie, if you're there, say a hi. If you're not, it's okay. I'm going to toast you anyway. And Stephanie and I are podcasters, longtime podcasters. And Stephanie does some great podcasts. She does a couple of them that I listen to regularly, very regularly. I didn't hear her last one today, but I haven't had a chance to. I was catching up on some podcasts by my good friend. Oh, some of the other podcasts I have here. A couple by my good friends Ed and Shelley Panis. I was listening to some of their Selling Sarasota podcasts, and they interviewed another one of my friends and fellow podcasters, Sean Yesner, on one of them, and I thought that was a lot of fun to listen to. So that was a great time. Anyway, my good friend, Shelley, how much alcohol is in this wine? I don't know. Okay. Yeah, I got to dial that back a little bit, don't I? I still have birthday to toast. Anyway, Stephanie does two podcasts that I listen to regularly. She does Growing Uncomfortable and Talk Tales and Trivia. Now, I've mentioned Stephanie many times on the podcast, and I've recommended her podcasts to you in the past, and for good reason, because they're good podcasts. And it's not just because she's my friend, and, you know, she's my friend, but her podcasts are really good, and they're definitely worth listening to. Talk Tales and Trivia is a very interesting podcast, but my favorite, and if you listen to any of her podcasts, listen to Growing Uncomfortable, especially if you're kind of at a crossroads, you feel like you're kind of stuck somewhere in a rut, or, you know, in sort of a vicious cycle in life of some sort. Growing Uncomfortable is a really cool podcast to listen to, and it's very inspirational. And she gives out a lot of great advice on that. Now, what Growing Uncomfortable means, and actually, I was looking up, you know what, I pulled up an article on Forbes. Where was it? I was doing a search on some things on this, because I was interested in what Stephanie was saying about how you got to get out of your comfort zone to really become successful in life. And that's basically been her mantra here, is that that's what her podcast is about, is if you know, find yourself in sort of a rut with your day-to-day life, and you feel like you're really not going anywhere in life, or you feel like, you know, you're failing at certain things, you're not succeeding or moving forward with your goals and your aspirations, it may be because that you're just too comfortable where you are. And it's very much a psychological, mental thing. This is a very real thing. I was looking up, I was reading an article in Forbes today, and there was an article about this, about how being uncomfortable, making yourself uncomfortable in your life, they've done studies on this, and it turns out that that actually motivates people to be more successful. If you're complacent and you're just doing your thing every day, just sitting, going through the regular routine of driving to and from work, your job, whatever it is, every day, and then after a while, you travel the same road so many times, and then you sort of, and this has happened to me before too. You know, I have this trek from my house to Rock Hill to buy two radios and back, you know, in the day, and it's a bit of a drive, it's a bit of a commute, but over time, you sort of tune out a lot of, because it's the same path every time, you know, and you sort of tune out a lot of the things that go on there. And sometimes when I get out of the car and I sit down at my desk in my office, I'm sort of like, what did I do? How did I get here? It's like, it was all a blur. The drive in was just kind of a blur. And the same thing with the drive home. And that's because I've done it. It's the routine. And when you get into a routine like that, you tend to sort of tune out a lot of the things going on. And over time, that kind of dulls you. It dulls your senses. It dulls your perspective on things. And it dulls your motivation to excel in certain things. And what the Forbes article was saying, and I'm not going to read through it basically, but I'm kind of encapsulating it somewhat. They're saying that you really should embrace any time that you are in a situation where or you make a change that puts you in an uncomfortable position, or where you feel uncomfortable, you're out of your element, you're not in the same routine, because apparently these studies that they've done have shown that when you break that routine, when you do something that puts you in an uncomfortable position, it triggers something in the brain that releases dopamine, which is kind of a happy chemical, and as they put it on the website, and this is, but it's also, it's sort of a stress, but it's kind of a good stress in the sense that you're out of your comfort zone and you're in an area where you're having to do something new, something different. And it's something that you remember because it is something new and different outside of your routine. And they say that it actually helps helps in success and being successful at what you want to do, anything else you want to do. But this is basically what Stephanie does on her podcast and Growing Uncomfortable. And it's a fascinating podcast. She comes up with a lot of really, really good examples of this and talks about a lot of different ways that you can make yourself uncomfortable. And it's not a negative thing at all. This is a very, very positive thing. I would highly recommend that everybody listen to this podcast. This is Stephanie's podcast, Growing Uncomfortable, and you can actually listen to it at growinguncomfortable.com. You can listen to it at a lot of other different venues. No, she did not pay me to pitch it, okay? I'm just doing it because it's her birthday, I'm her friend, and I really believe in what she's doing there. So Stephanie, here's to you. Your birthday is this coming Wednesday, the 7th, 7/7/2021 to Stephanie. Happy, happy birthday, and may you have many, 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 many more. And I'm going to toast you again, because I think what you're doing some really good things there with your podcast, very inspirational things. Here's to my good friend Stephanie Lee. Happy, happy birthday. And may you have continued success with your podcasts and with podcasting in general. Yes. Okay, and I think that's got it for the birthdays. And once again, we're drinking this. We're drinking the Childress Vineyards 3 Rosé wine. No vintage date. You know what? I missed something here. Oh, I missed something. Look very, very closely at the, because I was looking at the ABV number on the back and I couldn't find it. Guess where it is? It's on the front. It's in very small type. If you can see it on the screen, it says alcohol 12.5% by volume. Well, that's a little disappointing. 12. You mean I'm feeling this good on my own? Okay. But that's what we're drinking. Childress 3 wines. There's really no information on this wine on their website. There really isn't. It's growing. It's growing on me. Uncomfortably. The wine is growing on me uncomfortably, but it's tasting better than it did at the very beginning. I'll give you my final review at the end of the show. Okay, but until then, let's get back to some of the other things that we were going to look at here that we're going to do. I've got some other toasting to do. And Ed's in the chat. Oh, you know what? The chat has not been scrolling. And Ed, my good friend Ed, is in the chat. Ed Anthony. Ed is here for a while, and it is great to see you, Ed. It really is. And you've been there for about 41 minutes, and I did not see you there because this thing stopped scrolling. Oh, on Facebook. My apologies, folks. We've had a lot of people we have a lot of people in the chat watching us, and it has not been scrolling on Facebook. Probably my fault. I tried scrolling it earlier and it didn't move, so I don't know what's going on. I've got to find a new way to do this. Anyway, so Gordon's in the chat here too. He says, "Hi, Rick. Nice to see you." And it's always nice to see you, Gordon, as I mentioned earlier. And Gordon says, "Back at you. Love to share a bottle with you sometime, as would I." I would like to be able to do that at PodFest, but I don't know if we're going to be able to make it this year to PodFest. We've already kind of figured we're probably not going to make podcast movement this year. We've got our tickets to PodFest, by the way, but I don't know if we can do it. Ed says happy belated a bit, gee, and Sherrod's in the chat, and I'm guessing it's Kathy and Sherrod, my cousin Kathy and Sherrod. Sherrod's in the chat says, "Here's to your family to celebrate July 4th, Sherrod and Kathy." Well, thank you very much to both of you. It's great to see you here, and please stick around Please stick around. We're going to have some more fun. Ed says, Rick hasn't noticed that I'm here. I guess he is dentally disturbed tonight. You know what, Ed? You're not too far off, because I am in a little bit of discomfort here. That's why I was trying to be careful with this. And I'll explain that. Actually, let's get to the national days, and then I'll explain what's going on, because I think you're going to find this story pretty interesting. Maybe a little disturbing, but very interesting. Red Jeepman's in the chat on Twitch. Red Jeepman says, hi, Rick. Hope you are well and the wine is good. Well, I am well, and I'm better now that you're here. And you know, tell me what you're drinking or what you're not drinking, or tell me what you'd like to be drinking or see me drinking. If I can afford a bottle of it, I'll see if I can drink it too. If I can, but I'm glad to see you here, Red Jeepman. We were all together over on the Square Guys stream last night, which was a good time was had by all, I believe. But I am good. The wine is interesting, and I did a review earlier on, and it's getting better. I think it's just opening up. It's getting better. But I'll give you my final review on it as we close tonight. But I have a lot of other stuff to talk about. I've got the camera here, and I'm reading over here. That should be better. It's only 12.5% alcohol. Who knew? I did not know. I thought it was a lot higher than that. Okay, so let's go to the national days for just a minute, because we have some national days to cover. And this is the national days. I'm going to do the blue wave for the national days. And let me prep that up for something else, too, because I got something else coming up. Okay. All right, the national days. Everybody ready? All together? Let's all drink together. Drink with Rick for the national national days. July 3rd is National Fried Clam Day. I'm not into fried clams, but if you like them, there you go. Drink to that. It's National Eat Your Beans Day. Yes, I love beans. I love different kinds of beans. National Eat Your Beans Day. I lived off of beans. I was on a bean diet for a while, and I lost quite a bit of weight on the bean diet. Then I got sick, because that was all I was eating was beans. And then I went off the bean diet. And but I still like beans. But I learned not to be on a bean-only diet for a while, because that you need a variety of foods, right? Beans are rich in protein and some vitamins, but I don't recommend a bean-only diet. But they are good for your heart. You know the saying, I'm not going to sing it. No, I'm not going to sing it now. You can. So I'll sing together. Beans are good for your heart. The more you eat, okay. Anyway, so here's to National Eat Your Beans Day. Okay. Oh, this is a fun one. It's also July 3rd today. National Chocolate Wafer Day. You know, I like chocolate wafers. Pretty good. I'm not supposed to be eating them. I should be eating beans before I'm eating chocolate wafers, but I'll drink to chocolate wafers. National Chocolate Wafer Day. It's also National Compliment Your Mirror Day. I have a difficult time doing that for me, because when I'm looking in the mirror, I'm looking... I'm not going there. Okay, so National Compliment Your Mirror Day. And July 3rd is National Hop a Park Day. That's the first Saturday in July is Hop a Park Day. I didn't check in on this to read up to find out what that's all about, but I'm just guessing. Hop a Park. We go park hopping, different parks and things like that. So there you go. All right, so I just drank to it just because I could. All right, July 4th is National Barbecued Spare Ribs Day. That's tomorrow in about another hour, another 53 minutes. I can't count anymore. National Barbecued Spare Ribs Day, and for good reason, because a lot of people are out there barbecuing on July 4th. It's also National Caesar Salad Day. I like a Caesar salad. I do like Caesar salad. Really, really good. Yeah, I could drink to that. Yeah. Okay, but we have another special day coming up, and I think we all want to drink to that, don't we? I hope so. Let's all drink to this. Tomorrow, July 4th, 2021, is National Independence Day. This is United States Independence Day, and this is our country's birthday, basically. Anyway, here's to Independence Day, July 4th, 2021. A lot of us will be out there barbecuing and things like that. But we shouldn't forget what the sacrifices that those who came before us made to get us here, to get us to Independence Day, particularly those during the Revolutionary War and the events leading up to it. Our forefathers, the forefathers of our country, the fathers of our country, as I should say, who signed the Declaration of Independence July 4th, 1776. And then, of course, we fought a war for that to secure our independence. And we've been independent since. Here's to National Independence Day, July 4th. Happy birthday, America. Happy, happy birthday. And may you have many, 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 many more. And you know what? I'm going to drink to America again. Because for better or for worse, this is my country. That's a song, isn't it? Okay, I got to be careful about these things because, I mean, the YouTube bots and all those other bots can come on and say, hey, you're singing lyrics to things that are copyrighted. Or it's not supposed to be copyrighted, right? And then they're national songs, right? I don't know anymore. I really don't. I need to ask Gordon about that. Gordon, you would know. Anyway, here's to Independence Day. Happy, happy birthday to all of us, the United States of America. Happy birthday. Okay. And I think that does it for the national days. Now, I have a couple of things I want to talk about, but I did want to read a comment from my good friend Ian from last week, and I want to do that before I forget, because I forgot last week, and I promised I wouldn't do it this week. As you know, a couple of weeks ago, my good friend Ian Lindsay, he had sent me a recommendation, a wine recommendation for two wines, and I did. I went out looking. I scoured the town. Well, I didn't say I scoured it. I wasn't using a pad or anything. I went out there around town looking for these two wines. I did find one of them. I found the white one on at Total Wine. I found a red from the same label at Total Wine. It wasn't the exact wine that he was asking me to review, but I found one very similar. It was the Montresso, the Rosso, and I did review both of those wines. I don't even know which camera I'm talking to anymore. Sorry about that, folks. I'm looking at the other camera. Here we are. Okay, here we are. Just in time for me to switch cameras again, right? Yeah, let's switch. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just, okay. I forgot which camera I'm on. Okay, so anyway, so I reviewed these wines a couple weeks ago. And on last week's episode of the Saturday Night Wine Stream, this was Ian. He watched the episode and he sent me a really nice comment on it. And I was going to read it and I completely forgot. We ran out of time. I completely forgot. So I'm going to read it to you now. This was on the Montresso Rustico Rosso episode, and that was from a couple of weeks ago. This was episode 117. You can go back and watch it if you want, or listen to it. This is from my good friend Ian Lindsay. He said, really enjoyed this episode, Rick. Thanks for trying the wines and showing the film. It brings back lots of memories. I used to keep those two wines in stock along with some others when I was stationed in Italy. I personally never had the Moscato with any dessert because it is sweet enough on its own. Yeah, that was the white that we tried. It was a Moscato. It was actually pretty good. Italians do have small dessert bites with liqueurs and wines like an Asti. I would have this Moscato or a limoncello, or another favorite, Nocello, a walnut-flavored liqueur. Also, keep in mind that the Italians use half the amount of sugar in their pastries and desserts, so you don't get the sugar shock eating them like you do with American desserts, because that's basically what happened to me, because I think I was trying the Moscato with, I think it was with one of these cupcakes, wasn't it? Yeah. What does he say? Okay, he also says, as far as the reds, though I keep Chianti... Oh, as far as the reds, although I kept Chianti, I drank Bolla Valpolicella more often and usually ordered it with my pizzas. Don't know if you reviewed it, but it's another worth a try. And that's from my good friend Ian. Ian, as a matter of fact, you know what I forgot to do? I forgot to bring it up here before the show. As a matter of fact, I know the Bolla Valpolicella wines. My cousins, Peter and Denise Weiermuller, I don't know if they're in the chat now, but they brought me two bottles of the Bolla Valpolicella as a gift. And I have them downstairs in my wine fridge. Now, these are very special wines because they are the Bolla Valpolicellas that they gave me. And they gave them to me about three, maybe four years ago now. The ones that they gave me are 2002 vintage. Yes, these are wines from 2002. So right now, I have 19-year-old wines in my fridge, these Bolla Valpolicellas. I have two bottles of them. I have not opened them up yet. I'm waiting for a special occasion. Now, you might be thinking, well, the Bolla wines, would they really last? I mean, there are some wines that are designed, that are made to keep for a long period of time. We've talked about this in episodes in the past. But there are other wines that are meant to be consumed within 1 or 2 years after being bottled, right? You would think that the Bollas are of those wines. But this is what happened. Pete and Denise had been staying with us for a little while they were having a new house built and prepared for them up in Pennsylvania. And they stayed with us for a little while, and Pete would make these commutes back and forth to get everything ready for the house. And on one of the trips, he went to they had a storage cellar where they were keeping a lot of their wines that they had stored. And he brought back as a gift for us for letting them, you know, for their time here, he brought back a case of wines that they had stored long term. And most of these, I think all of them were Bolla wines from different, some of them were different wines. There were two Valpolicellas. I think there was a, there were a number of different wines, all reds. But they brought me a case here as a gift. And I have, we opened one of them. We opened, and I wasn't sure because, you know, the Bolla wines, I don't know if they were really meant to be kept long term. But we had a nice dinner. I opened up one of the bottles of wine during dinner. It was incredible. It was an incredibly smooth wine. It was quite good. We really enjoyed that wine. I was very impressed. It was not what I expected. I mean, I wasn't sure if I was going to open up a bottle of wine that was corked or, you know, or turn of vinegar or something. I don't know. I didn't know what to expect, but I opened up this bottle, and in a way, I kind of wish I hadn't yet because, wow, it was just an amazing wine. It was really good, and it was very smooth. I was very impressed with it. And I have kept those other bottles. Well, it's most of them. I got about 9 of them left. And, you know, I've kept them in my fridge and ready for special occasions. And the Valpolicella, that's two of them, two Valpolicellas, the Bolla of the 2002 vintage. Now, the one that we opened up, I don't remember exactly what it was. I want to say it was I don't remember which one it was, but it was a 2001. It was a 2001 vintage Bolla. It was really good. So hopefully these will continue to keep. I'm trying to take good care of them. I'm really trying to take good care of these wines, and hopefully I can open them up in a special occasion. Maybe one of these days we get a special occasion here in the wine stream. I can see if I can open one up and try it out. That would be really cool, wouldn't it? So that's what I have here. These are, let's see, we got the National Days and... What else is going on here? Facebook. Let's get back to Facebook here. I did notice, Ed, and thank you for being here, my good friend. I really, really appreciate your being here. Okay, so you're wondering, the bad dental. I liked your joke there, by the way. Although it really isn't a joke. It's actually kind of true. Dentally disturbed. Yes, I am dentally disturbed, and I'll explain why. Okay, so we need a little more wine for this. I'm on kind of a liquid diet tonight, if you noticed. and this is the liquid I'm choosing. Full of vitamins and antioxidants. And it's and alcohol. And it's wine. Okay, so I'm not going to get to all the details about this, but the thing is I had to make a trip to the dentist earlier this week. Now, I hadn't been to the dentist in well over a year. Now, here's what happened. Just before the pandemic, I had gone in to have my teeth cleaned for regular cleaning to the dentist, which they did. And then they discovered that I had a few cavities. I had three cavities. So they wanted to do them. And so I set up an appointment, a separate appointment to do them. And I paid for all three and went in and had paid the copay for all three because we're on our dental insurance. Well, the thing is, I was having such a tough time with the first one that they went ahead and did the first one. And then they said, well, you know, we can do the other two on another session. I said, okay, that's fine with me because I'm just exhausted. I was just kind of stressed out from that experience. And if you know, some people, maybe some people like the dentist. Do you like the dentist? Do you like going to the dentist? I have never liked going to the dentist. It's just always uncomfortable. And I don't mean that in the way that Stephanie talks about on her podcast. I mean, it's uncomfortable and sometimes painful. So never been a big fan of the dentist, going to the dentist. But it's already a little traumatic anyway, right? For a lot of people. A lot of people hate the dentist. But nothing personal. It's just they hate going to the dentist and not that they hate their dentist. Or maybe, I don't know. Let's get out of the weeds there. Okay, so I went there just for the pandemic, had the one tooth filled, and then I said, okay, we'll schedule another session to come back and do it. Well, it didn't happen because the pandemic hit, and of course, nobody's going to the dentist. Nobody's going anywhere for a little while. So 15 months later, almost 16 months later, you know, after not being at the dentist, being at home, come on. For the most of us, our teeth are not great shape. Nobody's been at the dentist for a while. So my wife scheduled an appointment for me to go back to the dentist when we were able to go back after we had all our shots and we were able to the mask mandate was rescinded somewhat, so we were able to go back to the dentist again. So my wife scheduled an appointment for me for a couple weeks ago for me to go to the dentist to have the other two teeth done. Now, that was the whole point. And she said specifically, we need to go in and finish the job that you started. So I went in thinking that I was going to have the other two teeth filled. Nope, didn't happen. They put me in the chair and did a full cleaning. Now, I understand the cleaning. That makes sense because, hey, it's been 15 months, and if they're going to work on my teeth some more, it's probably time for a cleaning, right? Okay, that makes sense. But I thought they were going to do the cleaning, and then they were going to do the fillings. Nope, didn't happen. What happened was I had the cleaning, and then the dentist came in, gave me once over and said, yep, looks good. Okay, bye. I'm like, what was that? So I went up front to check out, and they said, well, okay, that was your cleaning. And I'm thinking, what about the rest of it? What about the two fillings? Oh, no, you were just scheduled for cleaning. I said, that's not what my wife scheduled me for. She says, no, our answering service told us that apparently they scheduled you for the cleaning only. I'm saying, no, that's not what, there was a little miscommunication there. So they said, okay, we'll set you up in another appointment and have those other two done. But in the meantime, you've had a couple more fillings after cavities after being 15, 16 months at home eating sweet things and drinking wine and things like things that we could do at home. Comfort foods, right? I was growing too comfortable and my teeth felt the impact of that. So I said, okay, so we set up an appointment for this past Tuesday, wasn't it? Yeah, it was this past Monday or Tuesday. I don't remember anymore. It's all a blur. Anyway, so it was early in the morning. I went in there to have these other two fillings done. And they said, well, look, you know, we're going to do three fillings because they're on this side. They're all on the right side. They're all the same spot right next to each other. So we're just going to do all three at once. Boom, boom, boom. We'll take care of the other ones later. So I said, okay, fine. This is TMI, aren't it? Isn't it? Yeah. Well, I'm getting to a point here. Trust me. So they did the three fillings. Boom, boom, boom. Did it in a little over an hour. And I was done. And they had me, you know, they had the Novocaine. Everything was just numb on the side of my face. So I couldn't eat for a while. Didn't feel any pain, though. Just couldn't eat anything. So I went home, and after it wore off, about the time it wore off, they said, hey, this is a composite that we've got in here. You can eat, you know, just going to take it a little easy, but you can go ahead and eat right after you're done. You may feel a little hot and cold sensation there as things settle in for a couple of days, but you should be able to eat right away. I said, fine, because I didn't eat breakfast before I went in there. I was too keyed up. So they sent me home, and the stuff wore off. And as it was wearing off, the pain started to set in, a little bit of pain. And it was happening when I was biting down. First of all, the bite didn't seem right, but then I was biting down, and I could feel some crunchy stuff down there, and a little crunchy. And I thought, well, maybe that's a little extra. Maybe they didn't clean out the composite very well. I didn't know what was going on. Anyway, so after it wore off, I tried eating. They said I could eat. The pain, it wasn't like a dull pain. It was sharp pain. It was like a stabbing sharp pain in one of my teeth. I couldn't figure out what that was about. But I have not since then been able to eat on the right side of mine. And that's why I'm kind of going easy tonight. So I'm eating on the left side. I have not, if I bite down, I get the pain. So I can't really eat very well. So it's not going very well for me right now. I tried to set up an appointment to go back in after the 4th because I knew it was the holidays coming up. So I thought, well, you know, a couple days after the holidays, I'll have to set another appointment to go in. Guess what? They're out for the rest of the week. They're out for a whole week. They're not coming back till they're out for a whole week till the 13th, and I'm going to be doing this for until the 13th before they can have a chance to look and see what went wrong. So yes, my dental, how'd you put it, Ed? I am a little dentally disturbed, I guess you could say. So, and I'm going to be for the next week or so. So that's where I am with this. So that's why I'm trying to go kind of easy tonight. Anyway, I didn't mean to go long on that. That was what the whole dental thing was about. So here's the weird part, though, is that I called the dentist's office on Friday afternoon, and they said, well, we've closed down early for the weekend, and we're not going to be back till the 13th, but we have a doctor on call. And this is the answering service telling me. We have a doctor on call. And I said, well, great. What's the number? She said, well, here's the number. And she put me in touch with his answering, his voicemail. And I said, okay, well, this is great, but I need his number because I need to know when he calls me back, I need to be able to recognize that number that it's him, because I've been getting so many robocalls and scam calls and things like that on my phone lately that when I see numbers I don't recognize, I don't pick them up. I think as most of us do these days. And she says, I fully understand that. Not a problem. So she put me in touch with his voicemail. And so I read the I left the voicemail, and I'm saying, hey, please, I need a number. And she gave me the number so I could have the number in my phone so I would know when he called me back that that was him. I get a call a little bit later, not very shortly after, but it says restricted. There's no phone number. It just says restricted. Well, obviously, I didn't know if that was him or not, because I get a lot of numbers that are labeled restricted that are from scammers and spammers and robocalls. So I didn't pick it up. Thing is, he didn't leave a message either. So I have no way of knowing. I don't know. That's where I am. So in the meantime, I'm dealing with all this pain for the next week or so. That's a lot of fun. Anyway, so enough about me. The only reason I'm talking about me is because I need you guys talking about you. Tell me how you're doing, what you're up to. This isn't my show. This is our show. Tell me how you're doing. Okay, there is another thing I want to tell you about is how to win a free bottle of wine. Yes, how to win a free bottle of wine for July 2021. I know you've been waiting for that. You did, Frank Romian of howtopickawine.com. That's howtopickawine.com. And I actually have his website here somewhere. This is the July 2021 giveaway. Now, he's been doing, Frank has been all year, has been giving away a bottle of wine every month. And he's actually started doing it late last year, but he's been doing it once a month. And he did another one. He's done another one that he is doing for July. Now, I'm going to tell you all about how this works. You go to Frank's site. He's got, these are how you do it. And this is on his site. I'm reading this from howtopickawine.com. You can win a free bottle of wine July 2021. This is his giveaway. If you do them all, I'm going to give you the ways that you can enter. If you do them all, you get four entries. So first way you do it, go to his groups, his join his Facebook groups, How to Pick a Wine and Italian Wines, Food, Travel, and Culture. They're two different websites. Or two different groups, I'm sorry. And you join them. That gets you an entry. Then you follow him on Instagram at How to Pick a Wine. It's all one word, How to Pick a Wine. You join that. You follow him there on Instagram. That gives you another entry. Scroll down. Go to his website, howtopickawine.com. Scroll down to subscribe to my blog via email. That is subscribe to his blog via email, not mine. But subscribe to mine, too, obviously, of course. But subscribe to my blog via email, and that gives you an entry. And if you subscribe to my blog via email, it won't get you an entry. I'm in the weeds again. Go ahead. Go ahead, Rick. Move on. Hit like on my post. That's Frank talking again. If you go to his post on how to win a free bottle of wine July 2021, hit like on his post. That gets you another entry. So that if you do all four of them, you get four entries. Now, he says that if you're already doing those things, like if you've entered in the previous months, if you're already doing those things, send Frank a private message and your name, and he will enter you into the contest manual. He'll do that. Now, here's the giveaway rules. This is very important. And I'm reading directly from his website at howtopickawine.com. He says, I will run the contest for the month and put everyone who participated into a randomizer to select the winners. The more people that enter, the more wine I give out. In addition, I want to thank all of you for your support, and this is the best way I know how. Sorry, but you have to be living in the 48 states on the U.S. mainland to participate. And I think that kind of even leaves out Alaska and Hawaii, and I think that has to do more with the legalities of him being able to ship the wine and the issues having to ship the wine across the country. So that's the logistics of it. There is a disclaimer here. Disclaimer, you are considered 21 or older if you enter. So that's how to win a free bottle of wine in July 2021. So that is what we have there. Now, I have one more thing I want to let you know about, and this is kind of a heads up. This is kind of a heads up. I really would like for you to be very careful here coming up and alert to a lot of the weather events that we're going to, because we're in the throes of summer. And I know they've been having fires in California. There are earthquakes around. There are all kinds of things. But we have a hurricane on the way. And I believe this is, what is it? Hurricane Elsa. I was looking up the National Weather Service today, and I'm a big weather nut. I'm really into weather, watching the weather. And here's the National Hurricane Center. If you go to the NHCNOAA.gov, the mapping, the hurricane tracking map has Hurricane Elsa, or actually right now it's a tropical, it's listed as a tropical storm. But who knows, as it goes back out over the Gulf, it may gain strength and become a hurricane again. But currently it is Tropical Storm Elsa. As of 11 p.m. EDT, Saturday, July 3rd, maximum sustained winds, 55 knots, 65 miles per hour, minimum central pressure, 1,004 millibars, located at 17.9 north, 75.3 west. Movement is west-northwest at 15 knots or 17 miles per hour. If you're living on the coast, in the Gulf Coast, I think they're projected, to have this thing go by the west side of Florida, and I have a lot of friends in Florida. Georgia, I have folks in Georgia. This could be, they're not really sure exactly where it's going to make landfall yet precisely, but it's going to be in the Gulf. And we've got Florida, Georgia, Louisiana. We've got Mississippi and on its path. So, and it looks like from the projections that I've seen so far, it looks like it might just go right up the east, the east side of the U.S. So that could be Tennessee and North Carolina, South Carolina. I don't know. Who knows where it's going to go at this point? It's kind of early to tell, but they're expecting to know more about it later on. After the weekend, early on into to next week. Here's the thing, though. I want you to be very, very prepared for this. Hurricanes are nothing to dismiss. I've ridden a number of them. I've ridden through a number of them. Okay, we've been through that. That's one reason why we left Florida. We had four hit in 1 year. One cut across twice. So very, very, very hurricane sensitive, if you know what I mean. So please be prepared, whether it's for a hurricane or anything else. Go to ready.gov. And I have the website here, as a matter of fact, ready.gov. Build an emergency preparedness kit. Be ready. Get yourself a basic disaster supplies kit. If you go to ready.gov/kit, /kit, you'll see a list of basic items to prepare for a disaster, particularly a natural or unnatural disaster, or a national disaster, yeah. The third item on the list is a battery-powered or hand-cranked radio and a NOAA weather radio with tone alert. Now, here's the interesting thing. It says battery-powered or hand-cranked radio and a NOAA weather radio with tone alert. So they could be two different radios. You can have a two-way radio, and you can have a NOAA weather radio. Now, I have one that I keep right here. As a matter of fact, I used it just before the show started to reconnect my microphone to my computer. So I use it a lot. We used it the other day. Used it yesterday. And for looking at things under the cabinets. But this is a really cool weather radio, and it does have a hand crank. So it has some multiple power options and does have a hand crank. Now, they sell these at Buy Two-Way Radios. If you go to buytwowayradios.com, go to buytwowayradios.com, get yourself an emergency weather radio. This model that I just showed you is an ER-310. That's a Midland ER-310. A number of different models of weather, emergency weather radios there. If you go to buytwowayradios.com, use the promo code WINESHOW, W-I-N-E-S-H-O-W, WINESHOW, one word. In the shopping cart, you can save up to 5% off your order. And that's your entire order on any kind of radios, any kind of radio accessories. Please do that. And, of course, for full disclosure, I am the product manager at buytwowayradios.com. They don't pay me anything for promoting this. They pay me for doing my regular job, my day job. But they don't pay me anything extra for promoting these radios, okay? I'm just doing this because it's a public service to you. because I care about you and I want you to stay safe. Get an emergency kit ready and be prepared for no matter. These are great for being in the car. You take one of these and leave them in the car or one of those other ones that we have on the site, and you have an emergency kit. You have an emergency ready radio ready, emergency ready radio. I need more wine. No, I don't. Yes, I do. Need an emergency radio in the car. It's good to have. You never know when you're going to need one. You really don't. They come in handy. Anyway, a little more wine there. Okay, so that is my announcement and disclaimer for today. That's pretty much all I've got. Please speak up in the chat. I think it's probably time to end the show. I think we've covered pretty much everything we're going to cover tonight, right? Except I'm going to give you a final review on this wine. What we're drinking, once again, this is what we were drinking, the Childress Vineyards 3 Rosé. And I did find out it's alcohol, 12.5% alcohol by volume. This is supposed to taste like strawberries. I tasted some strawberry, a little strawberry, some clay, and they said rose petals. I don't know. I'm going to. Yeah, actually, it's starting to, you know, as this wine has opened up a bit. No, that's what we paired it with. As this wine's opened up a little bit, it is starting to smell a little flowery. It's starting to smell a little bit flowery. I wouldn't call it rose petals, but it does smell a little flowery. So maybe that's rose petals. Let me see. Maybe. Actually, I think I just ate a petal, a flower petal. Yeah. I mean, that's what it tastes like. It kind of tastes like I did eat a flower petal. Not that I've eaten that many flower petals. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting the rose petal now. So, apparently, and you know what? I'm not getting that clay taste that I was getting at the very end. You know, the very beginning I was saying, you know, I'm getting a clay taste in here. I'm not getting that now. And that is probably because this wine has had a chance to open up and breathe quite a bit. And it's gone up to room temperature somewhat. Not cool anymore, but it's actually starting to taste a little more like the wine as described on the label. Okay. I get it. It actually paired pretty well with everything we tried. We tried it with the turkey. We tried it with the pizza, the cheeses. I had the cheddar, and this was the Monterey Jack and the Munster cheese. The Monterey Jack, it seemed to. I think it was the Munster. I can't remember which one it was. One of them that paired better with than the others. But it was not bad overall. Now, here's one thing we do have. We do have this cupcake. And I promised my daughter, Tia, brought this up earlier. And I promised her I would give this a try. So let's give this a try. Let's try a little bit of this cupcake. I do believe it is a – this is made by my wife, Chi. My lovely wife, Chi. And I do believe this is a gluten-free cupcake, and it has my wife's own signature icing on it, vanilla icing, and a little decoration. I've been trying to find out where she stores these decorations because I like to just eat these things, you know. Anyway, let's try a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. And I got to chew it on the left side. Only, let's go. It goes pretty well with the desserts. I like it. It's the rosé. I'm not surprised, but it goes pretty well with it as a dessert. Not bad. I like it. Not bad. Okay, so overall, I think this wine has actually paired pretty well. I don't know that I would. Okay, so here's the thing. You want to chill this wine, but what I would do is I would decant it first. I think that's a very, very important part of this. I would decant this wine before drinking it, if you can find it, because it's kind of hard to find. But if you can find it, decant the wine give it about 20 to 30 minutes to open up a bit before you drink it. I think that's the key for this one. I think that's it. If you just open up the bottle and start drinking like I did, I have to say I didn't really care for that too much. It's tasting a lot better now. It really is. Now, I don't know. I still don't know that I would drink this by itself, although that's kind of what I've been doing throughout the show. Not me, but some people might. If you like a rosé, this might be okay to drink by itself. I would really recommend this with foods rather than drink it by itself. This children's wine, I think it is better when you open it up and pair it with some of the foods, particularly some of the ones that we tried. Anyway, that's my final review on the wine. I hope everybody had a great time. I had a great time. I always have a great time here with you. I do. And I appreciate your being here. I really do. I want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July, and I want you to be careful out there on the road. I want to thank everybody in the chat who joined me tonight. Gordon, it was great to see you here, as always. Great to see you tonight. Who else? Let's see. There was, boy, I lost, where did I go? Here we go. Whoops. Okay, hit the wrong buttons. Okay, I want to thank my lovely wife, Chi, for preparing all this, and a happy birthday. Once again, happy birthday to Chi. And my good friend, Ed Anthony, thank you for being here tonight. As always, I really appreciate your being here. And it's always, always a pleasure to see you here with me and participating in the chat. Thank you. Gordon, thank you for being here once again. Sherrod and Kathy, thank you for being here also. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please, hopefully we can get to see you guys at some point. I hope so. One of these days soon. It's been way too long. I want to thank everybody watching on YouTube. I didn't say anything. People watching on YouTube. Quiet. Twitch. Oh, my goodness. I missed Twitch, didn't I? I went through a long time and not saying anything on Twitch. What did I do? And that Square guy's in Twitch. I want to thank, first of all, I want to thank Red Jeep Man for being here and Tom Antio. But that Square guy's in the chat. And he says, where have I been? I've been talking to my... That Square guy says, hi, Rick. I've been out, but I'm here now. Free wine is good wine. I was about to ask what we thought of the wine today. It looks like it would be nice. OMG, the cupcake. It looks so good. Great to see you, Rick. Just wish I'd have been here longer. Happy 4th of July. Wow, that Square guy, it's always an honor to see that Square guy. Look, the Square guy is a good friend of mine, and I was there in his stream last night. He does a great stream. You've heard me talk about him many, many times. He and Darcy do a lot of streaming on Twitch, and they build Legos, and they do they play Breath of the Wild and some other games, and they do baking videos. Some of my favorites. They did some pie baking videos, which I really enjoyed last month during his birthday. And we toasted him on his birthday. Hey, by the way, the Square guy, since you're here, I forgot to show you before. Ooh, I almost lost that. Look what I have here. This is what I have here. There's nothing in it at the moment, but there will be one point here. I have used it, actually. Yes, the mug. That's exactly right, the mug. This is the Square guy. This is his logo, by the way. On his, if you get a chance, go check him out. Go check him out and subscribe to him and visit him. That Square guy on Twitch, one of my favorite Twitch streamer. And I have a number of favorites. You know, Lovely and the Sharp Loons and all that. DS Koopa and a lot of the other people that follow on Twitch. But the Square guy. A favorite of mine, and yes, this is his mug, Square. The Square guy says nearly dropped, yeah, almost hit the wine, almost dropped, knocked over the wine. It wouldn't be the first time, to be honest. I can blame it on my dental disturbance, as Ed says. The Square guy says, putting me up there with DS Koopa, wow. Well, yeah, I mean, you're a legend, come on. Yeah, you are a legend up there. And Ozzy Yo-Yo is in the chat. It's great to see you, too. Ozzy Yo-Yo says, hey there. He's talking to the Square guy. And I'm sorry, I missed you earlier, but I got into this thing about my, I got into a funk about my teeth. That's what it was. I'm kind of preoccupied about that. It's going to be a while before I can chew some, you know, stuff on both sides of my mouth. But anyway, enough about that. Anyway, I'm just glad you're here. It's an honor to have you here. It's great to see you. And thank you. Thank you, my friend, for being here. That Square Guy says, Ozioyo also said, hi, Rick, was my first time watching. Really great, in case you missed it. Actually, I see him there. Says, hey there. And it's great to see you here, Ozioyo. Please feel free to come back and visit anytime. Comment, you know, if you have any comments or whatever, comment me. You know, you can reach me. You can reach me at any time. You can reach me right here, rick@savoyamedia.com, rick@savoyamedia.com. Tell me what you like about the show. Tell me what you don't like. Tell me what you'd like to see on the show. I'm going to be doing some more video, some more films. I'm going to show some more of my films. I've got some of those coming up this month, and we'll be having some fun with those. I think you'll really enjoy them. It's been fun watching them again. Some of them I haven't seen in 40 or 45 years. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for being here. The Square Guy says, always a pleasure, Rick. Darcy and I need to come to the U.S. sometime and have a glass of wine or with you. And he says, more films. Yes. You know what? You do. You and Darcy need to come by and hang out with us a bit. Yes, and have some. You know what? I've got some wines in here I've never opened. You and Darcy come visit us sometime. I'm going to open one of these special wines, and we can all have one of those together, because I have a few that I've been saving for special occasion. I tell you what, if you make it to the U.S. mainland one of these days soon, that is definitely a special occasion. Anyway, the Square Guy says, I've always wanted to go to the U.S. You know what? I've always wanted to visit Australia, because the Square Guy and Darcy are from Australia, from the land down under. And that's one of the places I've always kind of wanted to visit. The only thing is, I'm not a plane person. I have issues on long flight. And that's a long flight. That's a long flight, let me tell you. I have trouble. Because of my eyesight, issues with my eyesight, I get... dizzy and sick and everything, air sick easily and that sort of thing. So every time I fly on a plane, and it could be a short trip. Every time I fly on a plane, I have to spend the next hour or so after I get off the plane just resting and just decompressing and having some aspirins and just lying down for a few hours. It's just, that's just how bad it is for me. It's kind of rough, but on a long trip halfway around the world, Chi has been wanting me to go to the Philippines with her. Because she's from the Philippines. She's been wanting me to go to the Philippines with her, and that's a long trip. And my brother lives in Japan. I've wanted to go visit him, but I can't. I mean, I don't know if I just can't handle that at times that long in a plane, really, because all the pitching and the turning and the turbulence and all that kind of stuff. It just wears on me. So it's rough. But that's, you know, that's me. That's my equilibrium. My equilibrium is just so bad. So anyway, and Dwayne Johnson's in the chat. Not that Dwayne Johnson, okay? Dwayne R.H. Johnson. I can't say the whole name. It says, hey, Rick. yeah, I know. But I know, Dwayne, yeah, how you doing? He says, hey, Rick, and hey, right back at you, Dwayne. It's great to see you here. Thanks for being here. Everybody showing up late. See, I told Chi that it was going to be a short show. And once again, she said, yeah, right. And look at it now as we're going on, we're getting on towards 2 hours. And I know I have to cut it out because I haven't finished half this bottle, but I'm having a great time. And Dwayne says, hey, Rick, and right back at you, Dwayne. Ozzy Yo-Yo says, I love the U.S. Been 4 times now. We'll visit again for sure. Where are you from, Ozzy Yo-Yo? Are you from Australia as well? Or are you from New Zealand or somewhere else? We've had folks in here from all over the world. We've had people in here from, New Zealand, of course, and Great Britain, England. We've had people in here from Italy, from Argentina, from France. We've had a number of people in here from France before, Spain, and we had someone here last week from where was it? I can't remember now. We've had people from all over the country, the Philippines, of course. Just from all over, and people watching, and it's just great to have everybody. It's an international audience, but see, that's what this is all about, because that's what wine does. And that's why we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion on the show. We talk about stuff that's common. We can find common ground. We can talk about, and just stuff about life, right? And that's why we use wine to do that, because wine, it is a proven fact, and it has been proven many, many times on the show that wine brings people together. It does. Wine is a unifier. Wine is a unifier, no matter where you come from, no matter what your background is. Wine is a unifier. It is. Wine brings people together. And here's to wine. I'll drink to that. It does, right? Let's see. Oh, it's such a good name, though. Yeah, it is, Square Guy. We're also late. Okay, Ozzy Yo-Yo is Darcy's mom. Oh, is she really? Ozzy Yo-Yo, yep, Australia. So, Ozzy Yo-Yo, you're from Australia, and you are Darcy's mom. Oh, wow. You know what? I'm going to take a moment. I know I'm going long. This could be I'm sorry, Chi. I'm really, really sorry. This could be a 2.5-hour show. It's just, the party's just getting started. Look, Ozzy Yo-Yo, Darcy's mom. Wow, that's an honor. That's an honor to have you here. It really is. This is for Darcy's mom. This is for Darcy's mom. We say mom here, but we say a lot of things here, but mom. Moms are great. Moms are great. They are a treasure to any family. And let me tell you something. You raise a fine person. Here's to Darcy's mom. You know what I need to do? Okay, here we go. The fireworks. How about that? Darcy's mom, a toast to you. Thank you. It is an honor and a pleasure to have you here tonight. It is indeed. And yes, the Square Guy says Twitch makes the world so much smaller. It does. He says, I'm Darcy's mom and also that Square Guy's mom-in-law-to-be. That's right. You know what? I want to say something about that. You got to live stream your wedding, right? You got to live stream that wedding. I want to be there in some way. You got to live stream that wedding. We all got to toast you. I think that's you and Darcy. And Dwayne says, I've made a ton of friends from other countries just from Twitch, like that Square Guy, for example. It's great. That's true. And so have I. So have I. I mean, yeah, it is. Twitch has been a great platform for that. And I'll say that I've met a lot of my friends there from Twitch, from all over the world. And also on Facebook, because I have friends on Facebook from all over the world as well. And, you know what? Someone else, another friend of mine's here. The two Eds, both the two Eds are here. Ed Anthony, if you're still here. Ed Panis is here. Ed says, hi, Rick, and cheers. Hi, right back at you, Ed, and cheers to you, too. You just showed up here, Ed. You know what? I need to start the show at 11 again now, right, instead of 10. It's just too early. Because the party starts getting going just about the time I shut things down, and I don't like to do that, because once everybody's here, that's where things are going. That's when things get going good. Ed, it's great to see you. And, oh, you know, Ed, I want to say, I was talking about you earlier, by the way. I was talking about Ed earlier, by the way, and Shelley. Nothing bad. It's all good. In fact, it's all very good. You know, Ed, I was watching, not watching. What am I saying? I was watching. I was listening. I was listening to the last two episodes of Selling Sarasota today. I really was. No kidding. I was, and one of the things that I really enjoyed was the episode that you did when you had another mutual friend of ours on, Sean Yesner, Yesner Law. And I thought that was a very, very good interview with Sean. And I want to commend you on that. That was a very good. And I would say, you know what? I'm not going to say I'm jealous, but I'm a little bit envious there. I left O-Town before podcasting became big there. I started podcasting in 2006, and nobody else in the area that I know of was podcasting. Came up here to North Carolina, been here for 15 years. A lot of nothing going on up here. I mean, there are some people doing podcasting and things like that, but basically not really anything organized. Soon as I left, all the podcasters came out, and they're doing all kinds of podcasting, and they've got podcasting organizations and groups. Chris Kremitzos and everybody started their thing going down there, and I was like, my goodness, I left Orlando just before it started getting good, and it's like, all my fellow podcasters in Orlando were there. That's my hometown, is O-Town. We live in Charlotte, but I've never called Charlotte my home, and I don't think I ever really will. I mean, we're here. A lot of good things. We've had a lot of good things in Charlotte. A lot of the good things have happened to us in Charlotte. It's been a good experience for us, but it's just not home. You know what I mean? O-Town will always be home. Florida will always be my home. Born there, and look. All these people there, that Ed's there. Both Eds are there. Ed says, hi, Rick. Cheers, and right back at you. And the Eds are saying hi to each other. And Ed says, I'm usually in bed around 9. Oh, come on. It's the eve of the 4th of July. You know what? It's going to be the 4th of July in one more minute. So stick around. Hold on. I've got to do this again. It's going to be the 4th of July in 1 minute, right? I got to fix this. This could be a 3-hour wine stream. I don't know, for all I know. Okay, everybody ready? Toast your glasses. Oh, it's midnight now. It's the 4th of July. Everybody's birthday here in the U.S. Okay, here we go. Here's to, Ed says, Sean is a great guy. He is. He is. He's a really, really great guy. Knows his stuff, too. Very smart. Anyway, here's to us. Happy birthday, America. Happy, happy birthday. And may we have many, 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 many more. I sure hope so. Here's to the USA. Happy Independence Day. Yes, Ed says happy Independence Day. What are you drinking, Ed? Both Eds. I know Ed Anthony doesn't drink wine a lot, but if you got a beer, that's good. That's good. That's good enough for me. I've shared many a beer with Ed Anthony. Yes, I have. I've shared many a beer with Ed Anthony. Yeah, I've shared beers with Ed Panis too. One of these days, maybe we ought to get the Eds together. We all the Eds get together. We all have to have a few beers. I think that would be a lot of fun. I think that would be great. I think everybody have a great time. So, anyway, happy birthday. One more time, USA, happy birthday. And for those in other countries, bear with us. We're just celebrating our birthday. But it's good. I'm just glad that everybody could get together tonight and just have a great time. It's really cool. It's been great. Okay, so that Score Guy says, that Score Guy says, USA, please visit us soon. We'll roll out the red carpet for you and Darcy both. And I really enjoy that. That Square Guy says, have an extra one for me, Rick. I'm not drinking this month. It's okay. it's all okay. It's all good. I hope you're drinking something. I hope you're drinking water or something. You know, you can't go a month without drinking any water. You got to stay hydrated. Does it get, is it humid in Australia? I don't know. Does it get pretty humid in Australia, or is it fairly dry there, the air there? The more humidity there is, I think the more you really want to try to stay hydrated, I think. Because I tell you what, the humidity, coming from Florida, the humidity just sucks the hydration out of you. It really does. At least for me, it does. Ozzy Oyo says, woohoo, happy 4th of July. And, okay, you've been able to hear me. Thank you. I appreciate it. Just fine. Well, the Squirky says, well, I just had a big cup of bubble tea. Now, what is bubble tea made of? I mean, tea. I love tea. I love coffee and I love tea. By the way, this is that Squirt mug again. Yeah, from the Squirt guy. What is bubble tea actually made of? What is in it? It's not like a pico tea of any sort, or a spice tea of any sort. Let's see. The Squirt guy says, nah, chilly and dry at the moment. Okay, chilly and dry. So it was a little cool on the cool side. Well, when's the best time to visit Australia? I mean, when's the best time to visit weather-wise? Is it like in summer, spring? Summer's different there than here, right? I'm not sure what Squirt guy says. This one was a sparkling green tea with apple syrup. Okay, that's interesting. Sparkling green tea with apple syrup. Then I had pearls and some jelly at the bottom. That sounds kind of exotic. That sounds rather exotic. I'd like to try that. I love teas. The last time I used to go around to some of the. Like when I go up to the mountains or whatever, and they have some of the shops there, and they have all these exotic teas that they grew locally. Some of them they grew locally, and I pick them a lot of them out and try them out at home. I went to, let's see, one year I went to, well, we've been there several times. We went to Dragon Con, which is in Atlanta. They do if you're not familiar with Dragon Con, Dragon Con is a really, really huge sci-fi, anime, you know, fantasy convention that they hold every year in Atlanta. It's a really, really huge event. Takes up like half the inner city, and you're just walking back and forth between four or five different hotels. They have a whole hotel there that's just for the Star Trek crowd, and they have another one that's basically for the Star Wars crowd. And they have, you know, just, and everybody's doing cosplay, and it's a really big event. So it's a lot of fun. Little weird, but a lot of weird, but it's a really big event, and they do a parade every year down the middle of in downtown Orlando and downtown Atlanta. Sorry, Orlando has their own thing. That's the Fringe Festival, but in Atlanta they have Dragon Con, and it's a huge. They have this huge parade where everybody shows up in this parade. I mean, everybody from all your favorite Marvel and DC characters to anime characters to everything Star Wars, everything Star Trek, everything, you know, from a lot of different sci-fi and fantasy shows, things like that. You can. They had last year we went. They had a huge. Well, they had a few huge floats there that were really cool, that were all you know, kind of Star Wars themed, and they had one of the sand crawlers there that was huge. They had a replica of the sand crawler that was standalone that was really, really cool, an actual vehicle, and it was really neat. You know, that was just an awesome event. We took a lot of pictures and some video, but Dragon Con is a huge event. Anyway, what was I going with that? Oh yeah. So it's a stream of consciousness kind of show, and it's 12.5% alcohol by volume. So that combination will get you anywhere here on this show. And so my kids did cosplay one year. That was kind of cool. But we would go to the dealer's area, and they had a huge, huge dealer area. It takes up four stories. I'm not kidding. in one of the hotels in Atlanta, the dealer booths, the whole dealer area, took up 4 stories. And you get up and down with the escalators, the elevators and stuff. It's amazing. You have to, it's a 3-day event, but it takes you like 3 days to see half of it. It really does. Anyway, they had one booth there that was that they sold all these exotic teas and the tins and that sort of thing. And I love loose teas in the tins where you get the infuser, you use the tea infuser, not the bags, and make your own teas. And I bought some of those, went through them really quick, but they were some really, really good teas. And I haven't been able to go back and get a refill on those, but really enjoyed those. Tom Antio said they had a jaw of sandcrawler. Yes, they did. It was a jaw. I did mention that, didn't I? Didn't I say they had the sandcrawler? Yeah, the jaw of sand, and they had jaws out there and everything. It was pretty cool. The Square Guy says stream of intoxicated consciousness. Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I'll drink to that. So, and let's see what else is going on Facebook. I want to see how the Eds are doing over here. Ed says, happy anniversary, happy Independence Day. All right, maybe I have had too much. Ed says, Sean is a great guest. Yes, he is. Absolutely. I want to have Sean on this show. You know, I think it would be kind of cool to have Ed and Sean. We could Skype them in here, and we could all be drinking with Rick. That could be kind of fun. I'd enjoy doing that. You up for that, Ed? You and Shelly come on in, and Sean too, and we can all Skype together and just drink our favorite whatever we want to drink. That could be a lot of fun. And just talk about stuff. Anyway, so you know what? I'm going really long on this, and I did promise my wife that I would not, although I did. So I already broke that promise, and I apologize to my lovely wife, Chi. She has been long-suffering and long-understanding. I know I'm going to get some long looks from her after the show because we have to be up early in the morning for some July 4th festivities, and I really do need to be going. But just a reminder, it's Tropical Storm Elsa. It looks like it might. We're not sure if it's going to become a hurricane again as it gets over the Gulf. Just be ready for that, okay? Just want everybody to be aware of it. Once again, we've been drinking this, and it's, you know what? It's a decent wine. I like it. And this was a Father's Day gift from my son, Tom Antio. He gave this to me for Father's Day, and he said, Dad, please review this wine. And so that's what I'm doing tonight. And you know what? It's an okay wine. It's a decent wine. Not rosé is not my favorite wine, but it's a decent wine. I can do that. It's just good. It's good. I like it. And I thank you. Thank you very, very much for the Father's Day gift, Tom. I really appreciate that. So we got to close it up now. We really do. But I've had such a great time here. I hope you've had half the fun that I've had just being here with you. And I mean that sincerely. I really enjoy this, doing this, and I enjoy doing this. And trust me, I enjoy doing this because I don't make any money at it, okay? This is not anything I monetize. I'm just doing this for fun, and it's not a cheap show to produce. You know, if you want, you can buy me a coffee. Go to drinkwithrick.com and buy me coffee, but there's no obligation to do that. I just threw that in there. No, because somebody asked me about it last week. Somebody asked me, and, you know, where can I contribute? And you can buy me a coffee. You can do that if you want. But there's no obligation, once again. And if you are struggling, please do not do that, because you need to eat more than I need to do this show, than I need to entertain you, okay? I'm just doing this for fun. This is just for fun. So anyway, thank you for being here with me tonight. And once again, I want to thank everybody for joining me here tonight. I'm going to go through the list again as best as I can. I want to thank both the Eds for being here, Ed Anthony, Ed Panis, my lovely wife, Chi, Gordon, thank you for being here. Thank you very much. Sharon and Kathy, thank you for being here also. Anyone else who was watching who didn't jump into the chat, thank you for being here as well. I know we've had some people on the Podcasters Home Group watching, I think. And folks on YouTube, thank you for being here as well. Twitch, oh, so many people to thank for being here on Twitch. All my good friends here. Of course, Tom Antio and that Square guy. Thank you for being here. And Red Jeep man, that's great. I'm glad to see you here. And who else was here? Ozioyo, Darcy's mom. Thank you. It's an honor to have you here. Actually, it really is, and I do appreciate it. Who else is here? Dwayne, thank you for being here. Thank you very much. And I'm always glad to see you. And who else? Reggie. Oh, yeah, I did thank Reggie Man already, but thank you again. Did I miss anybody? If I missed somebody, I apologize. I'm trying to catch everybody in here, but if I missed anyone, please forgive me. I don't mean to do that because I do appreciate each and every one of you. I really do. And this show is not a show without you. This is your show. It's not my show. It's yours and mine. This is our show, and it's great that you're here. Please, on the 4th of July and afterwards, I know it's going to be a long weekend for a lot of people, an extended weekend in the United States anyway. And even if you're not in the U.S., please do not drink and drive. You know how I feel about that. Do not drink and drive. Drink from the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, wherever you are, your flat. Do not drink and drive. Call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab, call a friend, or just stay put, please. Because your health and your life is more important. And think about the lives around you that you might be putting at risk by drinking and driving. Please keep that in mind. Don't text and drive either for the same reasons. Okay, might not be intoxicated, but distracted driving is just as bad. Because I want you to have a great week. I want you to have a great and just a marvelous, amazing July 4th weekend and beyond. I want you to have a great week, but I want you to have a safe week. Most importantly, I want you to have a safe week. So you can all join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. And we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.